Morning. And if you have your Bibles, we ask that you would look with us to the book of Genesis. And we want to look at Genesis chapter 37. And we want to look at verses 18 through 19. Genesis chapter 37, verses 18 through 19. When you've got it, please say amen. And the word of God reads on this order. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to kill him. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. And I want to use for a subject this morning, where are the dreamers? Where are the dreamers? When we look at what we call life, it's a bad situation when nobody has a dream. What's even worse is when no one has a dream and they don't want anybody else to have a dream. When we looked in this particular context of scripture, you'll discover that Joseph was a dreamer. And he was favored by his father. And even today, God is looking for some people like Joseph who will dare to dream. And sometimes dreaming can be a dangerous work if you look at Joseph's life, because dreaming can get you into trouble. I say, what are you talking about, Pastor? See, if some people see where you're trying to get to, they'll do everything that they can to obstruct or to block your dream. But now let me tell you today, if you're going to have a dream, there's some things you're going to have in your life. You've got to have some imagination. You've got to have some courage. You've got to have some commitment. And you've got to have some patience and endurance. And when I look at the word imagination, somebody said, I don't understand what you mean by having an imagination. There's a scripture, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, that simply says that God desires that we call those things that be not as if they were. That's called dreaming. See, everybody wants to see a brighter day ahead. And if you ever stop dreaming, they might as well take you, put you in a casket, and bury you. But dreaming means I've got to have some imagination. And courage means that even though I'm going through, I've got to believe and hold on to my belief, even if things seem to be impossible. See, the devil will tell you that you can't, but God will tell you that you can, because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. When you talk about having courage, I can look in Genesis chapter 32, around verses 22 through 32, and you'll see a story about a man that had a dream. And this man was named Jacob. And when you get into the history of context of this, you'll discover that Jacob was the daddy of Joseph. And Jacob was wanting God to bless him. And the Bible said that he wrestled with an angel all night long. And he was begging God for a blessing. And the angel seemed like he was resisting to hear his prayer. And what he did was he continually called his sins to his remembrance. And see, what happens is the devil will constantly throw up to you and tell you what you used to do or what you did. But see, the Bible says that God forgives us of our sins and he throws them into a sea of forgetfulness to bring them up no more. Help me, somebody. And Jacob just simply said, now, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. And the Bible says he wrestled all night long until his hip bone came out of socket, but he still had the courage to hang on, say, I got a dream. He said, I see an angel. I see a ladder that's going from earth to heaven, and I see angels descending up and down that ladder, which symbolizes my people of Israel, and they'll be going up, and they'll be coming down from exile, and God, I'm not going to let go till you bless me. Have you got a dream for God to bless you this morning? Then to dream, you must have some commitment. Noah was committed. I'm sure that as he began to build the ark on dry land, that a lot of folk began to laugh at him. However, he kept on building because he said, I had a dream and God told me that after a little while, it's going to rain. And sometimes as you do things that God tell you to do, folk think that you're crazy. But the Bible said, after a while, tell somebody in a little while, the Bible said that it began to rain and it had never rained before. And as the rain began to pour down, the people that thought he was stupid began to knock on the window and they began to knock on the door. He said, but no, you told me that my dream was stupid. God's got the key. You can't get in. Everybody that's ever affected history has been a dreamer. Everybody that's been honored by God's word has been a dreamer. Noah was a dreamer. Abraham was a dreamer. Moses was a dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer. David was a dreamer. And even gets down to the point that God was a dreamer. What are you talking about, Pastor? He said, it's not his will that any should perish. So he wants everybody to be saved, but that's really up to you. The greatest tragedy that we have in our churches today is when we lose our dreamers. See, dreamers are like the spies that went ahead to spy out the land and bring back some ideas of promise. See, what happened was when Caleb them were sent out, they were going sent out to bring a report back about the land that God has promised them. And they said, and the land looks pretty good. It's flowing with milk and honey. I see pomegranates growing everywhere. But there were some haters that wanted to destroy the dream. And they said, we can't possess that land because there are some giants in the land and they make us look like grasshoppers. But I tell you, we got too many folk in church with a grasshopper mentality that say that you can't do, but I can do. Because I am what God said I am. Worst thing you can do. And they embraced God for the dream that he had for his people. And after a while, those that desired to go to the promised land were able to reach the promised land. And the doubters stayed outside the promised land. See, sometimes some of you just happy with your last $2. I'm talking about somebody now. You just happy with your last $2 and you made it through yesterday. But see, God has a better way. He has a bigger plan. And I'm dreaming because why? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but somebody said, I'm leaning. Tell somebody I'm leaning. On Jesus' name. Then the sad tragedy is when we kill off our dreamers. Because see, dreamers come back and tell you the possibility of better things. And why do we kill off dreamers? We kill off dreamers because their dreams cause us to have to go past our traditions, our past experiences, and convict us of settling for less than what God really wants you to settle for. See, some of us are satisfied doing the same old thing and not daring to dream. I dare you to dream. Grandmama did it this way. Grandma did it that way. Now, when I look at this thing, I talked about this last other week. There was a time when folk had 8-track tape players in their cars. How many of y'all got an 8-track in your car this morning? Amen. Then we went to VCRs. And when you go by Walmart today, how many movies can you find on VHS? Can't find a whole lot on DVD. It's Blu-ray now. And what happens is somebody had a dream of doing something better. And see, God is a part of the dream. Why? Because he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. There are two classes of church folk. Boat sitters and water walkers. Or I can put it another way. I got some dreamers and I got some dreaders. See, Ed, this is what the dreaders say. God, I'm thankful for this boat and I don't have to get wet. Then the dreaders will tell you, if everybody will just stay calm and quiet and don't say nothing, we won't get any water in the boat. And when we get to heaven, everything gonna be all right. But now, on the other side of the script, the dreamers will tell you, it's a nice little boat. And God, I appreciate the ride. But I want to go to where the boat is trying to take me and not just settle for sitting in the boat. Dreamers say, thank you for the ride. But now Jesus is walking on the water. And I'd rather be out there on the water with him than sitting in this boat with you. I'd rather be a wet walker than a dry boat sitter. See, dreamers know that you can't walk on water while you're sitting in the boat. And see, to get where Jesus is, there are some things that you got to let go of, such as your old traditions that's keeping you bound. Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 29. And Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me that I can come out on the water to you. And I can hear Jesus saying, come on, Peter. And then Peter got up out the boat. Time for somebody here to get up out the boat. See, dreamers are some dangerous folk because they always rocking the boat. But see, why they rock the boat is because there's something brighter ahead and bright that's got their attention. And see, they refuse to be satisfied without reaching their destiny. Not many dreamers today. But God is looking for some folk that will dare to dream. Who will see him outside the boat of their traditional church. Who will get out the boat and begin to walk with him. See, Peter was the only disciple that literally walked on the water. All of them could have walked. But they decided that they were going to be some boat sitters. They had more faith in their boat. Somebody help me now. They had more faith in their boat than what they had in Jesus. See, ain't no safety in your boat. I know you've been doing this for so many years, but there's safety in the arms of Jesus. God is ready to raise up some dreamers today. And I challenge you right now, you better dream big. And it's all right to dream big because I serve a mighty God. Somebody said he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. See, he knows everything. And see, I don't worry about tomorrow because I know who holds my future. Do you enjoy dreaming? Sometime when life hadn't turned out like you thought it was going to be, you better learn how to dream. Life dump you some lemons, make some lemonade. However, as you dream, you must remember that favor ain't fair. Can I tell this story? When we get the whole story here, what we're looking at today, you got to look at it from a historical standpoint. See, Abraham had a dream, and he had to wait in order to get the true inheritor of the promise. Abraham had a son by Hagar who was named Ishmael. And of course, the law said that Ishmael was the inheritor to the promise. But, tell somebody, but, our destiny is not tied up in the law. So after going through, Abraham finally gets his true son, who's named Isaac. God will grant you his promise. And Abraham didn't stop dreaming. He kept on trying, even up into his 90s. And finally, God blessed him with that son. And after Isaac got here, Isaac will have twin boys by the name of Jacob and Esau. And they began to fight even before they got here. And after they got here, the Bible said that Jacob stole the birthright from his brother Esau. But I tell you, God has a destiny for us all. Now I know I got some judgmental church folk in here, amen. And they will tell you how low down Jacob was. However, it's not how you start out, but it's a matter of how you end up. Now, Jacob had to go through some stuff in order to get to his destiny. I'm going to get through it, but can I tell the story? He wanted to marry a pretty woman named Rachel. But now, Rachel's daddy said, well, I tell you what, if you'll work 7 years, you can have her. Anybody ever had a dream? And I can see Jacob saying, now I can dream. I can see myself with pretty good looking Rachel. And all those 7 years that he worked, day after day, day after day, for 84 months, he worked dreaming of being with Rachel. Then after a while, after 7 years, Laban tricked him. He put a veil over his daughter's face, and he assumed that he was fixing to get beautiful Rachel. Amen. But after he pulled the veil off, instead of having beautiful Rachel, he had cockeyed Leah. Help me, somebody. I gotta tell the story. Help the Bible say. I didn't say. Help the Bible say. But see, sometimes, in order to get to something, you got to go through. I ain't got no dream with it. Anybody here got a dream? And sometimes it seems like your dream has been put on delay. He ends up with Leah instead of Rachel. But he still had a dream. So now he got to work 7 more years. But I tell you, even after 14 years, he never, tell somebody, he never forgot about his dream. Then after he finally got to where he wanted to get to, tell somebody, here come trouble. He finally gets Rachel, and he discovered that Rachel can't have no kids. But I tell you, you got to go through something in order to get to something. And he was just kind of like his granddaddy, Abraham. He ended up having to have another child by some other women and in front of. But finally, after many, many years, God allowed Rachel to have a child. And his name was Joseph. And finally, his dream came true. But after he got here, Joseph became a favorite of Jacob's. he even gave him a coat of many colors. And all of his brothers began to hate on him because his favorite was Joseph. But as I already told you, favor ain't fair. I don't care where you come from. I don't care what you done. God has your destiny in his hand. Can't nobody stop your destiny but you. Then after a while, he had a dream. I told you, so I'm looking for some dreamers now. And he told his hating brothers that now, after a while, he said, I had a dream. And we all planted some sheaves. And after a while, my sheaves stood up. And y'all sheaves fell down. What he was trying to tell him is that God is trying to take me somewhere. But the only fault I can see in Joseph is he told somebody his dream. Sometimes you can't tell folks stuff. But then they got angry at him. Figure out how we're going to get Joseph. And the Bible said they threw him in the pit. We're not going to kill him, but we're going to throw him in the pit. And see, after a while, they took some blood and they put it on some clothing to make it look like that an animal had eaten him. But I tell you, favor still, it just ain't fair. He was taken into slavery. And just like his daddy had to wait on Rachel for 14 years, he was taken into slavery for 13 years, became a servant of Pharaoh's. But I tell you, when God gets ready to promote you, man can't stop your promotion. And he goes into the house of Pharaoh. And after he goes into Pharaoh's house, Potiphar tried to trick him and get him to lay down with her. But he said, you're pretty, Miss Potiphar, but I got a dream inside. I'm trying to get somewhere. Ain't got time for that. And then after a while, Pharaoh had a dream. And then Joseph interpreted the dream of Pharaoh. And he began to tell him so much. And I can begin to see the favor of God begin to work in his life. And after a while, tell somebody, after a while, he wasn't a slave anymore. Pharaoh promoted him. And then after a while, he got another promotion. And then after a while, he got another promotion. I tell you, you can't tell my story. That's the reason you can't share in my glory. I'm a dreamer. Have I got any dreamers here right now? And they tell me that a drought came in the land. Folk began to starve to death. Didn't know how they were going to make it. And then there was a commander that was down, and everybody had to come by the commander in order to ask for some help. And then one day, tell somebody, God will do a flip-flop. One day, he looked in the distance, and he saw some folk coming up the line. He said, it looks like my brothers and sisters, I recognize them, but they don't recognize me. See, God will put a hedge of protection around you so that the enemy can't do you no harm. And then when they got there, they said, Mr. the one that's in charge, we need some food back at home. We need some clothing back at home. We need some help back at home. And I can see Joseph telling them, all right, I can get you some help when you get back home. And when you get home, tell daddy that I said, howdy, howdy. This is your brother Joseph, that the dreamer that I told you my dream was going to come true. See, right now, you don't have anything to eat. And right now, I've gone from the pit to the palace. I tell you, I'm a dreamer. God is looking for some dreamers. I'm trying to reach my destiny. You better tell somebody, I got a dream. And see, one of these days, in just a little while, your dream gonna come true. Has anybody here got a dream? I got a dream. What are you dreaming, Pastor? That I'm gonna be the lender and not the borrower. I got a dream that one day I shall be the head and not the tail. I have a dream that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. I have a dream that one of these days I'm going to be well and I won't be sick. I'm going to be blessed and not broke. I'm going to have joy and not sorrow. I have a dream that I'm going to have peace and not trouble. I have a dream that one of these old days, the real worshipers going to show up that's ready to worship God in spirit and in truth. I can see in the book of Joel where he said, the old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall have visions. Have I got any dreamers here today? Have I got any dreamers? I can dream. I'm going to be up and I won't be down. God is moving me toward my destiny. Is anybody here? Are you a dreamer? Somebody said, I can see the sun peeking through the cloud because the storm is almost gone. Have I got any dreamers? Have I got any dreamers? It's okay about heaven, but I'm talking about heaven down here on earth. See, God has told me that I might be last right now, but he's finna do a flip-flop in the order.